May Bumps.
Cam FM.
And that is the starting cannon, and they are off. They're coming up quite hard already. I can see, I think Pembroke, who is starting this. Yeah, I can see Pembroke at the head here, pulling away quite well. They've made a very good start here, making a lot of distance on Churchill, who are behind them. Looking very good as they're coming past me. Pembroke in red T-shirts, but with the Pembroke blades there. Churchill are struggling quite a lot. The blade pulling, the strokes are very uneven here. But then behind them, Lady Margaret. Lady Margaret, M4, I think. Not looking as good as they might do. They're not really pulling up on Churchill at all. And then the full 1.5 furlongs behind them is Pembroke M5, who are looking quite comfortable. I can hear whistles starting to go, so I think that Maggie are gaining on Churchill as they come round the corner. But as Pembroke passed me, the second Lady Margaret Rowe is coming past, looking quite smooth. And then quite at the back here, we've got Cats coming past. Not looking like they're going to catch up on Maggie anytime soon. Okay, they've all passed me now. What's happening further up the river?
Yes, you join me, Jack, at Grassy Corner. I can see Pembroke approaching me now, and behind them, Lady Margaret M4 are chasing down Churchill M4. I suspect this will be a bump not very long. They're actually angling up now. It looks like we could. They're closing in. The blades are almost clashing here. Pembroke at the top of the division are pulling away now, though. And it looks like, listening to the whistles, we may have overlap between Lady Margaret M4 and Churchill M4. Yes, I can confirm we've got overlap there. And there's the concession. Lady Margaret M4 have bumped up on Churchill M4 just before Grassy Corner. Behind them, we have Pembroke M5, who are being chased by Lady Margaret M5. At the top of the division here, just going round Grassy now, Pembroke M4 look like they're good for a row over. It will just be whether Pembroke M5 are caught by Lady Margaret M5. They're probably down. It's three whistles there, which means they're down to a quarter of a boat length. Depending what line they take round this corner, they're both going for down the south bank right now. It's now down to... We've got constant whistles here, which means we have overlap between Lady Margaret M5 and Pembroke M5. It looks like there could be a bump very soon there. It looks like they've got overlap there, and right at the back of the division you have St. Cats, who are going to have a very lonely row home. Tim, can you see any more of Lady Margaret M5 chasing Pembroke M5?
Yes, so there is a tiny amount in it. This is going to be a bump any minute. Interestingly, a bit further back, Lady Margaret M4 had a bit of a bump into the side of the river as they pulled in. Here, there's loads of overlap. The whistle's going to go any minute right in front of me here. A bump, and there it is. Pembroke M5 are bumped by Lady Margaret M5. So Pembroke M5 bumped by Lady Margaret M5. Further up the river, I can see Pembroke M4 rowing around in the corner, looking comfortable. And that closes off the M6 division.
May bumps.
Cam FM.
M6 division. So in this division, we had Pembroke M4 rowing over and remaining the sandwich boats for M5, that will be. We had LMBC M4 bumping up on Churchill M4 and LMBC M5 bumping up on Pembroke M5. So a good race for LMBC there. And St. Catherine's 4 rowing over at the bottom of the division there.